We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Chris Flexen against Miles Michaelis. Michaelis had not been throwing well, but he looked good today as he retired the first five consecutive hitters he faced before Jeff McNeil walk in the second. Mets did not get their first hit until a Robinson Cano single in the fourth. By then, they were down by five. St. Louis scored three in the second as the Mets took a chance with two outs and runners on second and third. They made what was, in my opinion, the right decision. They decided to walk the number eight batter, Colton Wong, to load the bases with two outs and face the pitcher, Miles Michaelis. That gave Flexen every opportunity to get out of that inning, but he was unable to as the Cardinals struck for three after the intentional walk. The first one came home on a pass ball.
Flexen deals, and a breaking ball goes off the glove of Ramos, goes to the backstop, and a run scores as Martinez comes down the line to score from third. Molina goes to third, Wong to second. From up here behind home plate, that looked like a pass ball. And either way, it gets the Cardinals on the board. It is 1-0 St. Louis.
There have been four pass balls already charged to Wilson Ramos in the first 20 games of this season. He leads the majors in pass balls. And the Cardinals had a 1-0 lead at that point. But Flexen still had a chance to get the pitcher out, and he could not.
1-2 the count. Flexen sets. Now the pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit going into center field. In to score is Molina. Right behind him is Wong. The throw is cut off behind the mound by Alonso. And Miles Michaelis, the Cardinals pitcher, comes up with a two-run single. The Cardinals have a 3-0 second inning lead.
Huge momentum turner in this game. It was really a big deal for the Mets to get out of that second inning, not give up any more runs, and not let the pitcher beat you. But that's what happened. Miles Michaelis, a two-run base hit, brought home the two runners that followed, Molina and Wong, and it was 3-0 St. Louis in the bottom of the second. Flexen didn't get much more done after that. The Cardinals continued to extend their lead. Leadoff double in the third from Paul DeJong. Then Marcell Ozuna walked, and Jose Martinez continued his hot hitting. One ball, one strike. Flexen's pitch. Martinez inside, outs one toward right center. It's going to drop, a base hit. DeJong will be waved around third. Nimmo throws toward the plate. It's cut off by Alonso. DeJong scores. Ozuna ends up at third. Martinez has another hit. He's 2-for-2, and the Cardinals lead 4-0. Jose Martinez with six hits in this series, three in each game. He would end up with three RBIs in this one. He also had a two-run double in the bottom of the sixth inning. Chris Flexen lasted 4 1/3. He allowed seven hits, six runs, five earned. He walked four. He didn't strike anybody out. He gave up an RBI single to Yadier Molina in the fifth inning, which scored Ozuna. And that was it for Flexen. He was replaced by Luis Avila, who allowed an RBI double to Paul DeJong in the sixth inning. Then the Martinez two-run two-bagger scored Carpenter and DeJong, giving St. Louis a 9-0 lead at that point. Six runs charged to Flexen, two to Avalon, one to Rame, and one to Paul Sewald. That would come on a home run hit by Paul Goldschmidt in the bottom of the eighth. The only Mets highlight to speak of came in the seventh. Miles Michaelis, the only Cardinal starter this year to even get an out in the seventh inning this season. He made that happen today. Would give up a one-out infield hit to Jeff McNeil in the top of the seventh inning. And then Ahmed Rosario would get the Mets on the board. First pitch to Rosario is dumped toward right center. Long run for Martinez, Fowler as well, and it splits the outfielders, bouncing off the warning track and heading to the wall. McNeil's around third. He'll head home. Throw relay coming toward the plate, not in time. McNeil slides across safely. Rosario ends up at third. That should be an RBI triple for him. And the Mets are on the board. They've scored against Miles Michaelis. It's 9-1 here in the seventh. The Mets able to get their run on the Rosario triple, knocking in McNeil. Rosario would score on a ground out off the bat of J.D. Davis. And that was it. The Mets would not even get another base runner after that. Michaelis pitched eight. He painted the corners. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. Mets would not homer in this game, but for every home run they hit this year, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. Bit of a scary moment late in this game for the Mets. Pete Alonso was batting in the top of the eighth inning, and he had a ball that was fouled off on a swing where the ball ended up also hitting Alonso's knuckles, it looked like, the pinky and ring finger knuckles on the right hand of Alonso. He did have x-rays, and it turns out they were negative. So Pete Alonso seems to be fine.